This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
One eight seven seven DOCDALI. What are you guys doing to us? You know this is all your fault. This is all your fault. Apparently there's a report that one in seven doctors, my brethren, my compadres, mi hombres, mi hermanos, are considering suicide. One in seven doctors. What are you doing to us? Is it the Yelp reviews? Is it you guys getting mad when we don't write your Viagra? Okay, first of all, I have never contemplated suicide. And my patients love me, and I loved my patients. Okay, maybe they didn't love me. I'm sure I ticked a few off. But this is some serious stuff. They're saying 14% of doctors have considered suicide. Now, I don't know if you guys remember about a year ago, there was this big report that came out on burnout, physician burnout. And then I kind of taught you guys about, well, burnout in any field. And I taught you guys how to identify burnout. And we are going to be talking about that a little later today. You know, what to do if you're burned out. Because a lot of us have burnout jobs. But the problem is this is a public health crisis. Last year was reported as a public health crisis, and I agree. If you go to your doctor, you have migraines and some weird abdominal pain and some back pain, and you're thinking, look, is this a cancer that, you know, spread all over the place? Or is this just, and, you know, he's beside himself and he's burned out and he's like, I don't know, I don't care, here, just take some medicine. You're not going to get treated. Now, mind you, okay, my compadres, my hermanos, my crew, they don't do this. They are going to take care of you no matter what, how they feel that day. But when I'm hearing that 44% of doctors are citing burnout, and this comes from Medscape's National Physician Burnout, Depression, and Suicide Report for this year, it makes you wonder if some of you guys may be getting some half-assed treatment. And that scares me. So, just like last year, 15,000 physicians across 29 specialties were interviewed. 15% said they were depressed, either mild or severe. 14% said, yep, I thought of suicide. 14%. So, which specialties were the most burned out? Well, urology. About 54% of urologists. I mean, they're the ones that do the rectal exams and check your prostate, do cystoscopes. But I thought urology was fascinating because you get to, you know, you get to be a surgeon. You get to operate on, you know, kidney tumors and, you know, things like that. But I guess urology is number one. 54%, so more than half of urologists are burnt out. Neurologists, 53%. Well, that I understand because neurology is really hard. You know, the nerves and the parasympathetic system and blood-brain barriers and neurons. I got burned out my first day of medical school learning that stuff. Physical medicine and rehab. Now, this is a fantastic field. One of my medical students had called me yesterday about pursuing that field and residency opportunities and things like that. She's very, very excited about it. And it is. It's an exciting field, but they say more than half burned out. Internal medicine, 49%. So almost half of your internists are burned out. Emergency medicine, your ER docs. It's funny because when I went to school, they said ER docs were the most at risk of burning out. ER docs came in number five. Then family docs, and there's a whole slew. And we could dissect this report later. But your ER doc is burned out. It's 2 a.m. You're having some major medical issues. You want them completely on it. We're talking, you want them, you know, so keen and acute. And burnout dulls your senses. So which fields had the least amount of burnout? Well, pathology. But a third of pathologists were still burned out, 33%. So pathologists are the ones that look at your biopsy. And I would think pathologists would have the least amount of burnout because they could have music in the background. They could be talking and, you know, talking smack about people and dancing and twerking and doing stuff and then go back to the microscope and look at, you know, the slide, you know, because nobody's really watching them. They don't have to really talk to patients. But a third of them burned out. Nephrology. The doctors that would deal with kidney function, 32%. Public health and preventative medicine, 28%. So still, even though these are the least burned out specialties, that's still alarming. And get this, female physician burnout was way higher than men. 50% of females were burned out, outpacing males at 39%. So what were the leading factors? What was cited? Well, one is the bureaucracy, paperwork and charting. Then came the long hours, and I get that. And then the increasing computerization of practice, the electronic health records. These are still a pain in the butt. It's funny. They said 57% of physicians working over 71 hours a week reported burnout. There's a lot of doctors working close to 80-hour weeks. Well, it makes no wonder. Now, we are going to a little bit later today talk about burnout. Whether you're in marketing, whether you're in engineering, construction, there's signs of burnout has got to be identified, and it has to be addressed. So we're going to be talking about that. But how can you tell if your doctor's burned out? If they don't even look at you and make eye contact, if they just look worn out, if they look tired, and, you know, you could stop them and say, you know, look, you know, how you doing today? How you feeling, doctor? And if they look at you and they go, it's been a rough day, you know, ask, you know, do you want me to come back? You know, and thank you for being honest with me. If they go, I'm fine, I'm fine. What are you here for? Again, it may not be the best, you know, may not be the best office visit. And I get it. You know, we doctors, we are overworked. It's seeing a lot of patients in a short amount of time, being underpaid, feeling rushed, always being on your feet, you having to deal with computers. You're liable for everything. You know, somebody makes one little baby mistake. You have a patient that calls with chest pain, and your front desk does not convey that message to you. And that person has a heart attack. You're liable. So, of course. All right, when we come back, we have a severe blood shortage, and Cliff Newmark from the American Red Cross is going to join us, give us the latest on that. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm looking at this latest report coming out of Tucson News 4, KVOA, that the American Red Cross has been reporting a critical blood shortage, and there's a three-day supply on their shelves right now, and that's coming out of Tucson. And as I look and see reports coming throughout the United States, this is some pretty serious stuff. So joining us is Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President, Field Marketing and Recruitment at the American Red Cross, joining us again. And we are so grateful to have you. Cliff, thank you so much. What's going on?
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, basically what has happened is, unfortunately, with combination of the winter weather, there's been some storms, as well as the fact that during the holiday season or over Christmas and New Year's, we simply did not have enough volunteers organize blood drives during the weeks of Christmas and New Year's. where we collected about 27,000 fewer blood and platelet donations than we needed during that period of time. And that's why we're putting out the call for the public to donate blood or platelets over the coming months so we can ensure that we have blood on the shelf for hospitals.
Man. And, you know, when I see these reports coming out of all these different cities, you know, it shows the gravity of the situation. And I think there's a lot of, you know, media fatigue with everything going on with, you know, politics and weather and, you know, all these food, you know, salmonella and outbreaks and things like that, that, you know, this is something that I think is probably one of the most critical things that has come across my desk from a news standpoint. And I, you know, God bless the Red Cross for being on top of this. You know, how have recruitment efforts gone so far?
Well, we're putting out the word. We have had folks respond. You know, we've had folks come in and call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org, or download our Red Cross Blood Donor app. We've also had folks step up to want to organize blood drives either now or in the coming months. So it's good, but we frankly need a lot more. Three-day supplies across the board. In some blood types, we have less than a half-day supply, which means that, you know, as soon as it's coming out of a donor, 2 days later after we process and test it, it's going into a patient. That's how critical our supply is, and that's why we need people to step up and schedule an appointment to save lives.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, there hasn't really been a lot of traumas. And so if I live in an area where our hospital isn't that busy, I don't have to worry. That's not true, because there's a lot of other conditions where people need regular blood supply or regular blood infusions.
That's correct. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, we have to collect on the order of 14,000 pints a day. And that goes to patients throughout the country, everything from an auto accident, which could take up to 60 pints, and depending on the severity, to a liver transplant, which is also oftentimes a lot of blood used during that procedure, to hip replacements, knee replacements. Children or those who have sickle cell anemia often require regular transfusions in order to live, like basically a couple times. There's one 12-year-old that we know. She's had 60 transfusions in her lifetime. And then there's rare diseases like Diamond-Blackfan anemia, which require even more transfusions just to live. So, that's notwithstanding cancer patients. And most stage 3 and stage 4 cancer patients are going to need platelets because of the chemo wipes out a lot of the platelets in their body. And if their platelet count is so low, as you know, they actually will bleed internally. So there's a variety of conditions just day to day, just living. People get sick. You know, about 15 to 20% of people in the hospital need blood in order to live. And so that's why we need volunteers to step up to help save those patients.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President, Field Marketing and Recruitment, American Red Cross Blood Services. I had donated blood, I believe about 3 weeks ago. I was a little nervous because it was during, you know, cough and cold season. And I remember I was praying that I wouldn't be sick because, that's another thing that really limits, I think, December and January donations, is because not only do you have the holidays and you have vacation, but it's, people are sick. What is exactly the guidelines now that we're in cough and cold season in terms of donation?
So the guidelines are the same as they always are, which means you have to be in general good health. And we say that for the donor's benefit. So when people donate, we ask a variety of questions for both and take some tests for both the donor's benefit as well as the patient's benefit. We want to make sure you haven't traveled to certain parts of the world because you may have acquired malaria. There isn't a great test for malaria. There's a lot of other conditions when questions we ask about prior behaviors and things that have happened to folks. And then we also ask people questions for the donor's benefit. So to make sure that the donor is going to be safe, whether they're on certain medications and couldn't give blood, or potentially, you know, they're not feeling well that day, which is not a good idea to give blood if that's the case. The vast majority of people, about two-thirds of the adult population, can give blood and are eligible to give blood. Lots of folks can give, but there are those who are either sick that day or potentially have traveled or things like that are not able to give. But the majority of people can give, but you have to make sure that you're feeling okay. But you're right, that's part of the other reason why we have challenges during this period of time is sometimes people get sick. It's cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been very patiently waiting to see what scientific breakthroughs we can, you know, have in terms of making blood and creating it in the lab. We still, from your end, have you heard anything, or we're still light years away from being able to create blood?
I wouldn't say it's light years away, but it's far off. Let's put it this way. We still, the best source, I mean, there have been some studies out there, but it is pretty far away. It's nothing even close to being, that something could be used for hospitals today. So in the foreseeable future, we're the only source of blood products is going to be another human being. And you know, that's why we just need people to step up. It's a great way. It's an hour of someone's time. And literally you can help save a life with just an hour of your time. It's an incredible way to do some good in the world.
Absolutely. We're talking to Cliff Newmark from the American Red Cross. And for those of you that don't, let's say, qualify for donating blood, there's a weight requirement, and I just barely passed. I'm joking. I was, like, twice the weight requirement. But for those of you that may not qualify, and there's very rare restrictions, if you could host a drive, now you're saving hundreds of lives. Talk about how easy it is to host a drive. You don't even have to spend money, people.
That's correct. Hosting a blood drive is a multiplier effect, right? So you can save up to three lives with one blood donation, but if you organize a 30-pint blood drive, you could save up to 90 lives. So it's a real amazing community effort, and it happens at a place of worship, it happens in a workplace, it happens at a school, it happens in a community organization like a Girl Scout troop or a Boy Scout troop, what have you. So, and what it is we have team members who are part of my team who work with those who are interested in organizing a blood drive. You need to have a space where we can have it. We need to have about 5 to 6 hours. And the most important thing is to get people to sign up to give. That is the most important thing. You literally go out, and it's just like any other event. You got to get people to show up, and you get people to show up over a period of time so that we have time to process all the folks. And it's a great community event. It's a way of really doing great work. And frankly, we need basically 80% of the blood we collect is from blood drives hosted by organizations. And if were it not for those incredible Uber volunteers, we would not have nearly enough blood to save patients. So that's why we need folks to step up throughout the entirety of the year. Certainly during holiday time periods is really, really important. But throughout the year, we need blood. So when I look at how much blood we have, blood drives are scheduled in March, we need more folks to organize blood drives in March. We need more folks to organize blood drives in April, all the way through through the summer months.
Exactly.
So folks can make a huge difference. Either they want to give blood and they want to host a blood drive, or if they can't get blood, they can host a blood drive. And another opportunity, if they just want to help out, that we actually, all of our blood drives have volunteers who greet the blood donors and sit with them while they're in the refreshment area after they give them blood.
I love the refreshment area. I mean, it's like a little social thing. You got your cookies, you got your juice, and they're like, okay, Dahlia, you could go now. And I'm like, I don't want to go now. I'm still hungry. I want more cookies. So it is. It's very easy. It's very rewarding. And any college students out there, a lot of times your clubs need community service. And, you know, what one hell of a way to do community service. And again, does it cost you any money? And it's getting signups are actually, it's not that difficult because, you know, most people do want to save lives. It's one of the best donations you could do and one of the least expensive. So, Cliff, how do people reach you, and how do people help?
Great. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS, go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org, or download our Red Cross Blood Donor app. And to organize a blood drive, you can call the 1-800 number or go to the website. But it's a great way to make a huge difference in the community and really help patients who need help to basically be cured.
Fantastic. And thank you. And God bless you and your team for all your great work. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys. When we come back, we'll take your calls and your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now looking at alternatives for the upcoming State of the Union address after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asks President Trump to postpone the January 29th address until after the partial government shutdown is over. Many Republicans say she's playing politics by wanting to take away the president's opportunity to make his case for a border wall. Reports are now that there's discussion about maybe the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell inviting the president to deliver the annual address in the Senate chamber, though it's considerably smaller than the House chamber and wouldn't be able to accommodate all of the lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It's day four of the L.A. teachers' strike, but talks resume at noon local time, and the head of the teachers' union says they want to find a solution.
We need the district to engage with us, get us an agreement, so we can reestablish some normalcy in the city.
USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Some of you guys had comments on, we had been talking about that lens implant, and I guess one of you had that done where you got your cataracts done and you could see again. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear your feedback. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to the trifocal implants. I've been here 58 years and I'm going to be 85. And that 81, I did have the implants done. Shepherd Eye Center does it. I had cataracts. I'm being on the computer for 30 years, I guess, doing reservations. And so at the time I had the cataracts, and they told me about the trifocal lens. It's $2,500 for each eye. And I'm going on the fourth year now, and I see. I don't need glasses at all.
Really?
It's like a trifocal for distance, mid, and close. So Shepherd Eye Center, they do that surgery. And they have a name for it and all the information if you want to call them. But they have been doing it here for quite a while. And insurance doesn't cover it because it's considered like cosmetic. You can just have cataracts removed, they pay for that, but they don't pay for the implant.
Insurance.
But if you want any more information, just call Shepherd Eye Center. They are doing that surgery, and I'm in my fourth year now with them. Thank you.
That was really helpful. I wish I could talk to you live. Okay, yeah, that was going to be a question I have, and I should probably do more research on it. Yeah, insurance doesn't cover it. They'll cover cataract surgery, but they may not cover that new lens implant for the putting in the trifocal. Wow. But she says she likes it. I mean, $2,500, how much did everybody's LASIK cost? I mean, LASIK insurance didn't cover. I think it was a couple thousand an eye. I forget. Yeah, that's the thing. There's so many things. Yeah, I'm hearing, you know, insurance still doesn't cover hearing aids. That's frustrating. That is very, very frustrating. And again, it's one of the problems we have with insurance. Insurance just doesn't seem to cover what you want it to. You know? Like, when I had insurance, I decided to start having a family with my husband. And my insurance covered everything but a pregnancy. And I'm like, but I'm a young woman, and that's going to be probably the biggest cost I'm going to, incur. Oh, no, we don't cover pregnancy. You know, and I know some of you guys get mad at me because I make fun of Obamacare, and I rip on Obamacare, and I criticize Obamacare, and I just don't like Obamacare. And I understand you're giving me a hard time with that. But I mean, I'm not wrong, okay? Obamacare stinks. But one small improvement is, all right, you have to cover everything. The only thing is I have insurance that technically covers everything, and I can't afford to use my insurance because my deductible is too high. So it's this facade of your insurance is covered. You now have insurance, it's covered, but not, my deductible is too high. So... all right. But anyway, that great feedback. Keep the calls and comments coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. I'm looking at a great white shark. They say divers spot the world's largest ever recorded great white shark. So this is bigger than Jaws. It's a 2.5-ton deep blue, I guess they call it. And it was feasting on a dead whale in Hawaii, so people jumped in and took photos. Deep blue was last spotted 2 decades ago in Mexico and is reportedly the largest great white in existence. We're talking like Jaws. This is like real-life stuff. It weighs 2.5 tons, not sure how they asked it to get on a scale, measures around 20 feet long, and they say is 50 years old. Oh, when I turn 50... I am going to be grumpy. Yes, my guess, this shark is not happy. There's a conservation photographer, Juan Oliphant, was one of the divers, and he's the one in the pictures. So when you look at these pictures, you'll see Juan, and he's like right next to this shark. I'm not sure why the shark isn't eating him. Maybe sharks, I heard sharks, I was listening to Heidi Harris, one of my radio friends, years ago when I first was on air, and she said, you know, the average shark doesn't want to eat a human because we're too bony. Now, I'm not as bony. I got a lot of meat, a lot of thigh meat, a lot of tushy meat, big rump roast. So I think the shark could probably be fed for a nice month based on my butt. But the average, I mean, like, if you look at Juan, he looks kind of thin. And so they say the average shark doesn't really like to eat humans. So a team of divers spotted the shark. They named him Deep Blue. Wasn't there a movie called Deep Blue? It was drawn to the water around Hawaii for what one diver described as an all-you-can-eat buffet because it was feeding on dead sperm whale. And he was last spotted in Mexico in 2013, but he was fitted with a tracker. Because some of you guys are like, wait a second, how did they know it was him? Well, they put a tracker on him, which probably made him mad too. I think they think it's male. I heard that rumor that Jaws was supposed to be female. But I think it was like a sexist rumor, right? Because, you know, Jaws was just mad, right? And just grumpy. And no. I think most great white sharks are male because they just, to me, I think female sharks are a little smaller. I don't know. By the way, I'm not a sharkologist. What are you asking me for? So I'm looking at the teeth. The teeth are almost the size of the diver's hand. These are some fantastic photos. And Juan is just sitting there taking pictures, although kind of, yeah. So I guess the deep blue, world's biggest shark, is as tall as a giraffe, taller than a mid-sized car. Shaquille O'Neal is 7'1". He is no match for this great white shark. An NFL goalpost is 30 feet. So we're talking this shark is almost as big as an NFL goalpost. So, anyway, for those of you really interested in this, these are some fascinating pictures. Really, really pretty. And I guess great white sharks, they average about 15 feet in length, which is why this guy's so big. Jaws was 25 feet. And the largest great white thus far is deep blue. Great whites can live up to 70 years old. Because that's the other thing. A lot of people are like, well, you know what? If we have these great white sharks, let's just wait till they die. So we won't swim in the beach because, you know, they have to drop dead of something. You could be waiting 70 years. They generally weigh about anywhere from 2,200 to 5,000 pounds. They are colored white underneath to make them harder to see from below when the sunlight is shining down. If you ever want to know why a shark's tummy is white, it's not so you could tickle it easier. It's so when you're looking up, and, you know, the sun, because you don't really have a lot of shade in the ocean, and a white tummy hides the shark. That's very, very cool. It's according to Daily Mail. They say their sense of smell is so accurate that they could detect a colony of seals 2 miles away. And these great whites can reach speeds of up to 60 kilometers an hour, which is about 37 miles per hour. So you will never outswim a shark. Okay? Don't try it. When hunting, they position themselves underneath their unsuspecting victims before swimming up, often bursting out of the water in a leap called a breach before falling back in with the meal in their mouths. Kind of like a peacock. You're like, look at what I got. You know, and everybody's like, oh, man. The sharks have several rows of teeth that can number into the thousands. So as opposed to us where we have just one row, they have several. And their teeth fall out and are replaced by razor sharp teeth in the row behind, kind of like a, you know, next row, ready to go. And when a great white shark gives birth, she usually has 2 to 10 little pups. A great white shark baby, they call it little pup, doesn't make it sound any cuter. And then the youngsters swim straight away to live independently, all because their mom may try to eat them. Man, single large bite can be fatal. 30 unprovoked attacks per year worldwide. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Michael wants to know about SSRIs for burnout. So we are going to revisit this, but SSRIs, I quickly want to talk about these SSRIs because these medications, you are going to see a huge jump in prescribing as patients kind of are having trouble not knowing where to go to. So these SSRIs, like we've talked about before, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Yeah, I'm going to teach you guys something this next segment. Put your seatbelt on. So we talked about selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which is very difficult for me to say with my lisp, because otherwise it sounds like selective serotonin. I got a bad lisp. And serotonin is a hormone in your body that elevates your mood. But it's also involved in a whole variety of other bodily functions, and we find a lot of its effect on the bowel, which is why people that suffer from depression and anxiety also seem to have bowel issues, or you wonder if the bowel issues are contributing to the depression and anxiety. So serotonin is a hormone that's involved in so much more, even more than we realize. And they came up with these medications called the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, meaning they prevent the reuptake of the hormone because the hormone has to hit a receptor and then it has to go and get degraded and metabolized down. And if they block that receptor, then your serotonin has to stay in your system longer. So what's nice about these medications is why they have a much shorter side effect profile than other medications or quote-unquote antidepressants is it's not injecting anything into you. It's blocking a metabolism mechanism such that your own natural serotonin can still do its work. Now, the problem with these medications are your body starts to outsmart the medication. So it may just then make more receptors. If the body's like, wait a second, I'm supposed to have receptors here. This medicine's blocking the receptors. Well, then I'll just make more. So some people go from, like, let's say they're on Paxil. They'll, you know, start on 10 milligrams, and they'll need to go to 20. Then they'll need to go to 40. And the body makes more receptors. The other problem with these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are if the medicine gets discontinued, after a week or two, now you have all the receptors that it was blocking now wide open. So when your serotonin does shoot out, it now gets sucked in really quickly. And so you could have some major mood disorder issues, not so much withdrawal, but a rebound of a depression or anxiety. So I do not like to use selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors for depression. I like to use it for anxiety. I think it works really well for anxiety. I think it could worsen depression a little bit. It does elevate the mood, but if you don't stick to your medication, you could drop really low. So now burnout. So, you know, we were talking about how 1 in 7 doctors consider suicide, which is striking. Talking about burnout, why are doctors burning out? And Medscape came up with a report this week. So electronic medical records, high patient insurance deductibles, you know, doctors working for free, not really fun. A lot of red tape. ICD-10 code changes, insurance authorizations, referral forms, doctors get less respect. And by the way, you can extrapolate this, compare it to your field also. You know, if you're in management and you're being disrespected, you know, you're in construction, you're, you know, a lot of this, we suffer from a whole variety of things depending on where we are in our field. Malpractice suit fears is really, really weighing down on doctors. You know, we see a patient, we order a lab, we order a prescription. Anything that happens with that lab or prescription will be on us for years. That makes people nervous. And so whether you're a doctor, a teacher, a analyst, a CPA, what are the signs of burnout? So apathy, where I just don't care anymore. So, you know, doctor, do you want to know my list of medications I'm on so I don't have a interaction? Whatever, just give it to the nurse. That's apathy. Exhaustion is a sign of burnout. If you're not sleeping well, if you have a negative attitude at work, problem is so many people I know, you know, complain and gripe at work. So I you can't just selectively use that to diagnose burnout. But if you're like, oh, I hate being at work, that's a problem. A lot of absence from work. If you're irritated, if you feel empty, if you dread going to work, if you feel underappreciated, if you feel you don't matter, if you blame others for mistakes, if you have low energy, if you are thinking about quitting, you're probably burned out. If you're thinking about leaving your profession, so how do you prevent it? So, you know, Michael talking about SSRIs, I would suggest an SSRI after you've done all these other things, okay? Because an SSRI means you're treating a serotonin deficiency. Whether you want to diagnose it as depression, whether you want to diagnose it as anxiety, whether you want to, diagnose it as a serotonin disorder, I don't care. But I wouldn't go to that first unless you get frequent burnout because you have depression or anxiety. So for me, finding the humor, okay? Anytime I start to get burned out because I'm working on a project or whatever, I will watch like a funny YouTube video, like Key and Peele. I love Key and Peele. Oh, my gosh. There's this one Key and Peele. Oh, my gosh. I can't say. There's a really funny Key. So I'll watch something like that. After a six-minute video, I'm good. A day without laughter is a day wasted, according to Charlie Chaplin. He's right. Next, to prevent burnout, take care of yourself. I mean, how do you heal others when you yourself need healing? So massage, meditation, yoga, exercise, maybe a stress diary, get some sleep, mini vacations, and staycations. A lot of us do not have time or money to go away. But there's a real nice hotel in your neck of the woods. They have a nice pool, nice resort. Maybe you could order some room service. So maybe splurge a little bit, even though you don't have time or money to go away completely, and do a little mini staycation makes you feel like you had a vacation. Or just go on a real vacation if you can. Drive to the coast. Learn to say no. It is okay to take a day off. Maybe take off a little early on Fridays. Maybe work a half day on Wednesday to break up the week. I tell everybody to learn the four D's. Deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. Right? Dive, duck, dodge, dip, and whatever. So deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. That helps with burnout. And then make small goals. You know, too many times you're like, okay, I got this project. I got to get it done by the end of the month. It's too big. Or we toil for years to get promoted or wealthy or slim or married or see the world. You got to make smaller, attainable goals, just like I told you with the resolutions. Okay, maybe find a business partner. Maybe open an auxiliary office. You know, little baby goals. And then you got to quit comparing yourself to others. Shark Tank is not the norm. Shark Tank has caused so many people, you know, to be depressed because they're like, I should be making millions of dollars on my idea. Okay, well, maybe that may incite you to get to work, but no, 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 no. It is very unrealistic to think you should be rich by now. We're always going to be inferior to somebody else. We will always make less money than somebody else. We will not be a Bezos or an Elon Musk or a Bill Gates. We will not be. So get your, be realistic. And then have fun at work. If work starts to be a drag, have like potluck lunches, maybe lunchroom decorating, accent days, dress-up days. See, for me, happy hour. Pick one day a week, which is going to be happy hour. I think it's awesome. Spice things up at work. Be charitable. If you ever start to get burned out, start doing community service. Community service is great. These little pet projects really excite you, and it makes you feel like what you're doing is worth something, right? Get a hobby, all right? That doesn't work on your bucket list. And then have a bitch and moan session. Those always work out really nice. All right, and by the way, if you do see a doctor and he's struggling, give him a hug. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.